Welcome to Leadership Matters, a podcast hosted by me, Steve Parker. This is a series that brings a fresh perspective to leadership motivation and how to succeed by talking to a diverse range of CEOs, business managers, and world-class talent. We also offer some personal tips to help you in your career. Each episode aims to provide a snapshot into the life and philosophy of some of Taiwan and the world's most successful leaders, and to find out more about why leadership matters. I am super happy to have Gary in the studio today. Gary is one of my heroes. He's a Taiwan legend. I mean, if you can imagine a career in Taiwan, that would be the kind of the archetype of the perfect Taiwanese career. I kind of think Gary's done that. Started off in ICT. He did his military service, learned more about how to do programming and use computers. Came out of that, he started his own company. Like a lot of Taiwanese, he struggled for a while. And then he made good. He got some investors, he built the company up, and eventually it was, went IP, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and they sold out the company, and now he's into triathlons. So it's a fantastic career, and I'm really looking forward to kind of getting into the details of Gary's career. Gary, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Stephen. Actually, you are my hero, too. I follow up your Facebook from time to time. I saw that you play a very good guitar and you sing very well, and you're Chinese. Fantastic.
You're super kind. Okay, it's going to be a mutual admiration society today. It's going to be fantastic. But Gary, I just want to start by asking something about you, your career, because you had that period, and you admit this, where you kind of struggled. You started a business. This is after your military service.
Yes.
You started your business. You struggled for a while. You didn't, as you say, you had limited resources.
Yes.
Let's put it that way. How did you manage to keep going during that time when you were kind of struggling? I think for a lot of people, that's the moment where it's easy to give up.
Okay. it's a joke, you know. When you reach the bottleneck, you got nowhere to go. So the only way you can choose is to continue and be focused, you know. But yeah, at that point of time, I think in my industry, ICT industry, eventually you will reach a crossroad. Like either you go on your own or you continue finding a better job, you know. But I got a big setback during my childhood, so I didn't have a very good education system, this and that, you know. So I decided to on my own. Then because I'm on my own, so I have to choose either way, you know, in this ICT industry, either way. One is you go making products yourself. I mean, open up a factory, you know, R&D product, manufacture product, and market it yourself, this and that. Then the other solution, which is you go to the market, you know, you bring your product and go to market and sell it, you know. But to design a product and manufacture product, you need capital. But unfortunately, I don't have the capital, so I have to decided to go to on the market. So that's why I opened up a trading company, you know, try to sell the product. That's where I started.
So this trading company, that's quite a common thing in Taiwan, actually. I mean, Taiwan is almost built on trade, right?
Yes.
We have a lot of import and export. We basically kind of survive on this. How do you find a space in a market that's so crowded with other people, you know, and you don't own the product, right?
Very good question. Very, very good question. You know, actually, many people ask me the same question many, many times, you know. Well, you see, if you see the supply chain, okay, in the old age, you know, Taiwan started from, they say, 1950 chemical industry, the 1960 government business, since 1960, 1970, you see the electronic industry become a trend, you know. But at that point of time, Taiwan are short of good international marketing people. So that's where the space for trading company to exist, all right? But as time goes on, so more and more professional people now available in Taiwan. So people start to wonder and challenge you, where does the trading company can survive, you know, how do you do to make yourself survive? Then I would say always there is a space for you to be used. I'll call it to be used, you know. So you see, because the distance and the cultural differences between West and East, for take as an example, you know, Elviva, the company I've been working for more than 30 years, you know, they need someone in the East to look after supply chain. It doesn't make sense for them to say, come here and set up a branch office or far away to remotely do the job. So they found that I got experience and talent. So why not? This is too scary. That's where I started. So I would say, yes, the space for as a trading company is less and less, but there's always a chance. It depends on how you to generate yourself, become beneficial to both parties.
So I think this is really interesting because I think you bring up a good point here. People talk about Taiwan as kind of the year of the trade is over. Some people say this. I don't say it because I work in a trading company. So I think trade is still alive. But you have to be prepared to do something that other people are not prepared to do, right? Take a chance on something, I think. So if you look at, you know, there are always small, talented companies that don't have the resources to go global or something, right? It's about finding, I mean, you're saying it, what you need to do is find your strength, something that you can do that other people can't do, and market that and sell that to people.
Yes, yes. Are you asking how to find this place?
So let's go back. I mean, so go back to when you started. I mean, how do you teach yourself to become this person? I mean, a lot of people have a career.
Oh, okay.
They get to a place, right?
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. I would say, particularly South Africa, you know, is an example. I would say whenever you reach a bottleneck gap, will always open a door for you. So I think I have to say, in 1980, between Taiwan and South Africa, we have very strong foreign relationship. I don't know if you were aware of it, you know, because of the sanction and because of APEHA. So South Africa being blocked out by the world.
Right, the apartheid was very strong back in the 80s.
So they have only two formal they have only two countries with formal relationship. One is Israel, another is Taiwan. So they rely on Taiwan a lot. So they send many people to Taiwan, try to source and help Taiwan to develop a tunnel, you know, like the tunnel to connect to Iran. Actually, South Africa helped us a lot. You know, so as well for IT industry, because IBM, they don't want to supply to South Africa. So they changed the name called ISM. They changed the name called ISM themselves. All right, so they need a lot of IT equipment. So they came to Taiwan, tried to see and find stuff, this and that. Then because I already accumulated something like 10 years experience in this industry, they said, wow. Then by a chance, I know someone at the embassy of South Africa. So I introduced myself to the Furry family. They said, wow, that's the guy, know about the industry. So why not? Just ask him for services. That's where I start. So what I want to say is you have to be professional, you know, because I was majoring in EE. So I've been working in this industry for more than 10 years by that time. So I accumulated some information knowledge they need.
So for anybody who doesn't know, EE is electrical engineering,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Just want to make sure we know, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, carry on, sorry.
So I think that's the... that's the chance that you have to be knowledgeable, okay? Then by chance, take whatever chance that you can get. Like at that time, I was lucky, you know, to meet with Furry family.
Yeah, but okay, you say you're lucky, but people who are very good at networking or finding people are often luckier than other people. You know, how do you find, I mean, you say you happen to know these people, but how do you put yourself in a position? I mean, I'm talking about somebody now who's starting a career, yes. You know, they don't know anybody or they only know the people they went to university with or something like that. How do they go about building these relationships that you clearly have on a global scale?
Well, okay, you see, I think, to me, I started from crash. So the very simple, very first step, go on a yellow page. I'm telling you, in old days, I just brought a suitcase with myself and just go abroad. I travel from the state to Canada, then to Germany, to France, to Belgium, blah, 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 you know. Then surely before the trip, I prepare a list of the products I'm carrying. Okay. Then I just go and find that from the direction of the Yellow Page or from the trade blue of the other of the country and make the appointment. Wow. And that's exactly what I made with Free Family. You know, before I visit him, okay, I make a call to him, say, oh, Mr. Free, I'm blah, 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 blah. I got a bunch of product, blah, 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 blah. Will you be interested to meet with me? Then he said, oh, that's fine. Let's meet. Let's meet. So yeah, I think that's the step one you have to do. Then from there, maybe the person will introduce you to other people that they are interested in your products.
Gary, thank you so much for coming in today. I just want to summarize at the end here, if I could. I've heard four things from you today. The first one being you've got to put in the hard work, put in the time. The second thing I've heard from you is make yourself useful to others, right? Find something that you can offer. Ask people for help. That's the third thing I got from you. Don't be afraid to ask people for help. And the last thing is you got to build your networks. Just reach out to people and build your networks. Gary, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you.
You can listen to this podcast live on the fourth Monday of every month on ICRT and after that on the ICRT website, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Leadership Matters by Stephen Parker. You can also check out my social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. We'll see you next time.